Seth Sarin News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrives in Beijing for talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Asia Society China expert Orville Schell says Xi Jinping and Putin share some traits.
Both that they feel disesteemed, disrespected, and they feel as if the outside world has helped dismember their empires through color revolutions and through anti-communism and et cetera, and that they are bound deeply in a psychological way by common grievance.
Jane Fonda's 1970s Vietnam War protest in the news once again in Los Angeles County. County supervisors declared April 30th as Jane Fonda Day to celebrate her advocacy for woke and environmental issues. Southern California's Vietnamese community slammed it because April 30th is also known as Black April, commemorating the day in 1975 when Saigon fell to North Vietnamese communists. 50 years ago, Fonda was photographed posing with communist soldiers and their weapons, earning her the nickname Hanoi Jane. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans plan to hold U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress.
The GOP plan for Garland seems to string together two seemingly unrelated probes, Special Counsel Robert Hur's review of President Biden's handling of classified records and its own impeachment investigation. The back-to-back contempt hearings slated for today in the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees come after both sought the audio recording of President Biden's interview with Hur. The panels already have the transcript of that interview. Each will review resolutions accusing Garland of both having hindered their oversight of Hur as well as having impeded the committee's impeachment inquiry. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. There's a big opportunity for the gospel in this country.
In Matthew 9, Jesus says, "The harvest is plentiful." And new research from the American Bible Society testifies to that fact. The ABS survey reveals there are at least 65 million people in the U.S. who are curious about the gospel and want to hear more. The study indicates that most of these people are members of either Generation Z or the Baby Boom, live in the South, and visit a church from time to time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves signed a new law regulating the use of bathrooms and locker rooms in public education buildings. Mississippi becomes at least the 12th state to bar men from using women's facilities and vice versa. The new statute requires all public education institutions in Mississippi to equip their buildings with single-sex bathrooms, changing areas, and dorms. People would only be allowed to enter spaces that correspond to their biological sex. This is SRN News. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice and former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan win their respective Republican Senate nominations and will face off against Democrat challengers.
The political contests in Maryland and West Virginia could have big implications for the Senate majority fight this fall. West Virginia's Jim Justice is immediately favored to flip a Democratic seat that will be vacated by Senator Joe Manchin. Maryland's Larry Hogan gives Republicans a legitimate chance at picking up a Senate seat in deep blue Maryland for the first time in more than four decades. Three states hosted primary elections Tuesday: Maryland, Nebraska, and West Virginia. As expected, Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican rival Donald Trump easily won their primaries in all three states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court orders Louisiana to hold congressional elections using a House map with a second mostly black district. More at SRNnews.com.